Briar Johnson, 5'10 junior, Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers.
Dribbles off of the screen to the right wing, throws up top. Johnson shoots the three, hits it. 4-point game with 30 seconds left. Johnson with some big buckets in the fourth quarter.
Johnson averages 14 points per game with 10 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 assist, and she's 42% from field goal range and 69% from the line with 14 double-doubles. She's a 2-year all-district player, 2 years all-conference, 3-year varsity starter, a 1-year team MVP, a Magic Basketball Academy selection. She's also involved in National Honor Society, FBLA, and Pep Club.
Briar Johnson, Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers.
Our next Dream Team interview today brings us to Arcadia Valley High School and the girls basketball program with Briar Johnson, a junior for the Lady Tigers who makes her first Dream Team appearance. Briar, congratulations.
Thanks.
Were you able to listen to the show and hear that you made it? And if so, what was your reaction?
Yeah, we were eating dinner listening to it. And it came over, they talked about Holly, you guys talked about Holly, and I was, like, texting her, and then you guys said my name, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Holly, I got it, too. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, I'm proud of you, too. And my parents were really happy and proud of me.
That's really cool how that worked out. So you were in the middle of congratulating her when we announced your name. So are you guys pretty close friends, Holly Forbes from North County?
Yeah, we both play for Kevin Thurman with Madison Reynolds. She plays for him, too.
Okay, and Madison made the Dream Team as well. That must be a pretty darn good team that you have with Kevin Thurman.
Yeah, he works with us a lot, and I feel like he's one of the main reasons why I've excelled so much, helping me over the summer and stuff.
Is that an AAU team, I'm guessing?
Yeah, Mineral Air Magic.
Your junior season at Arcadia Valley was really fantastic, individually and team-wise. We'll start individually with you, averaging 14 points and 10 rebounds per game, so averaged a double-double. Are you pretty happy with the numbers you put up?
Yeah, I'm really pleased, but I couldn't have done it without my teammates. You know, they helped me with everything, especially the seniors this year. They really watched out for me, and we all communicated well on offense and defense.
It seemed like a fun group this year, that Arcadia Valley girls basketball team. Am I right?
Yeah, we're all so close, and it's really hard losing 4 seniors, I guess you could say, when you've been really close with them since your freshman year. And they took you in and stuff.
Let's talk about some of the team achievements you had. So conference champs in the small schools of the MAAA. You know, how's it feel to win that?
We just kind of come in every day for practice and work hard, and that was one of our goals. And when we achieved it, we were really happy about it, and we all congratulated each other, and we couldn't have done it without each other.
Do you have a favorite memory from your season?
Districts playing Saxony when we took the lead in the game.
And obviously, Saxony, one of the best teams in the state. They were the team that actually knocked off Park Hill Central. So for you guys to be able to compete and even lead in that game, that was probably a pretty special feeling.
I mean, we lost that game, but when we took the lead, I was just so happy because I was like, we know that we could have won that game. Just things didn't go our way.
How about an individual play from the season that you might have been a part of or one of your favorite moments in a game? Does anything come to mind?
Fredericktown game when I hit that 3 to put us back in the lead when we come out at half, I think that's when it was.
What would you say the strength of your game is? I know from what I've watched, it seems like you're an all-around good basketball player, but where do you think your strengths lie?
Probably inside. I feel more comfortable playing down low on the block.
You know, with 14 points and 10 rebounds per game, that kind of bears out in the stats. But I would imagine you have to put a lot of work into it and just getting the right position. Probably have to get pretty physical on the inside as well.
Yeah,
how much work has gone into that?
Coach Waddell and Coach Buckman, they're always talking about rebounding and blocking out, and that's something we worked on every day in practice. So I feel like they contributed a lot to that, and they get out the mats and stuff and push us around, and it helps.
Well, we always have to reiterate to people that we don't have a say on who makes it. It's the area coaches, the coaches that played against you, who vote you onto the Dream Team. So, you know, what's that make you feel like when you get that kind of respect from all the coaches that have had to figure out a way to slow you down?
I guess you're honored that they picked me, and I don't know.
Is it kind of a humbling feeling?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing basketball?
Since about third grade, fourth grade.
Okay. Was it something you just picked up and loved right away? I mean, what is it about the game?
I guess just being with friends and being out on the court and making shots and being like, you know, I was a part of this, and just having all those close friendships and stuff really helps with enjoying the game and just having passion for it.
And you're also a pretty good volleyball player, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
If you had to pick basketball or volleyball, which would you pick?
Basketball.
And you still have a senior year to think about it, but if the chance would come up to play a college sport, basketball, would that be something you'd be interested in doing?
I definitely would like to play at the next level. That's one of my goals.
In your senior year, what do you want to achieve individually and team-wise?
Individually, I guess, like all conference, like those kind of awards, and hopefully breaking 1,000 points. That would be pretty cool, like Anna did with us. Team-wise, I'd like to play together and all have fun and take some first place trophies home and bring them back here.
I'm sure a district championship would be nice.
Yes, district championship would be wonderful.
You talked about 1,000 points. How close are you to getting there?
I'm not really sure. That would be something you'd have to ask Coach Waddell.
How long have you been starting on the varsity?
I came up my freshman year as a like a sixth man, I guess you could say. And I think he started me somewhere in between like Christmas tournament then and there, and I've played since then.
Okay. So you're probably getting close to 1,000. I mean, it's definitely an achievable goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Briar, we want to know also who your parents are and what they've meant to your success. Can you give us their names?
Jason and Christy Johnson. They always push me, and they're always there to support me. I might start crying.
That's okay. So they've meant a lot. I mean, they're kind of the reason you are where you are.
Yeah. Dad, he's always pushing me to be better and wanting me to get in the gym. And Mom's always recording games for me to watch, like college games, so I can see what those girls do so I can go to the next level. Dad is a really big supporter, I guess you could say. He's been there by my side for everything, all the games, all training, every practice.
You can definitely tell they mean a lot to you, and this honor means a lot to you as well. It's really good to hear that and hear that emotion. And, you know, I'm happy we got to talk to you today. My final thing was, you know, you talked about Holly and Madison, who are also on the Dream Team. They play for separate schools within the MAAA Conference, Holly from North County and Madison from St. Genevieve. I would imagine you probably root for those girls quite a bit as long as they're not playing Arcadia Valley.
Yeah, I try and go and watch them a lot when they play other teams and stuff like that, because I like to support them because they're a part of my summer league team, I guess you could say.
Have you had to defend those two players, especially Holly?
Yeah, I've had to defend Holly a lot, being that we're both posts, and it's always a great time because if it's like a free throw or something, we can talk to each other and joke around.
Pretty good friendly rivalry maybe you have with each other.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Briar? Anybody else you'd like to thank or anything like that before we let you go today?
I just want to thank my team and my coaches and congratulate all the other Dream Team players.
What did you think about this year's group of Dream Team athletes? You think the coaches got it right?
Yeah, I think they're all well-rounded. They seem like they know what they're doing and stuff.
Congratulations once again, Briar. We look forward to seeing you at the Dream Team ceremony.
Okay, thank you.